Let's look at the very words women should use to communicate with clarity, confidence, and kindness. These are all phrases that say what you mean and mean what you say without being mean when you say it. Imagine that you joined a group for dinner and they decided to split the bill after ordering a lot of alcohol. Well, your tab only came to $15, and splitting the bill would cost you $50. You don't want to split the bill. What would you say? A. That's outrageous. I'm not paying for dinner and drinks. B. Okay, if that seems fair to you. C. I'm not comfortable with this because my tab only came to $15. I'd be happy to chip in $20. Now, what if your boss was unfairly critical of you at a meeting? What would you say? A. You are absolutely wrong, and I can't believe you said that about me in front of everyone. B. You wouldn't say anything. C. I'd be very happy to discuss this issue in private. When can we meet? What if someone sent you an email that said there was an important attachment, but you didn't receive the attachment? What would you say? A. You forgot the attachment. B would be, I'm not technical at all. I must be doing something wrong because when I try to open the attachment, I can't find one. Sorry to bother you with this, but could you please resend it? C. I didn't receive the attachment. What if your coworker made errors in a joint report? What would you say? A. You must not have proofread this. Can you hurry and fix it? B. You wouldn't say anything. You'd stay late to fix the errors and you wouldn't say anything to the person. C. Good job. I did find a few errors. Is now a good time to go over it together? What if a coworker says something in a sarcastic tone? What would you say? A. Whatever, in a sarcastic tone. B. You wouldn't say anything. C. That sounded sarcastic. Is there something we need to discuss directly? Or, how did you want me to feel when you said that? What if your coworker says, you're not supporting me enough with this project? What would you say? A. What now? B. Nothing I do is ever enough. C. What specifically can I do to support you? Your teenage daughter has just gotten home an hour past her curfew. What would you say? A. I've had it with you. You're grounded for a month. Go to your room. B. You don't care about my feelings at all, do you? C. Honey, I'm glad you're home safe. I was worried you were in an accident. Of course, you know what the consequences are of coming home so late. I'm sorry you made a bad choice, honey, but I'm sure you'll choose the right next time because you're usually so obedient. An important thing that most women need to keep in mind is less really is more. Brief is best. We're sometimes word challenged, but think about this. The Lord's Prayer is only 56 words long. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, 226 words long. On the other hand, Edward Everett delivered a two-hour formal address, which Lincoln followed with his 2 minutes. Saying less to your listeners so they'll understand more is the key. Too many words weaken the impact of well-spoken words. How about this? I have a dream. Forgive your enemies, but remember their names. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I'll be back. What if Arnold Schwarzenegger had said, I need to go take care of a few errands, pick up some groceries, put gas in my motorcycle, visit some old enemies, might take a quick nap, but hey, I should be back later, maybe a couple of hours or so, okay? How much better is, I'll be back. Many times our message gets lost in too many words. Just as important is being specific. Mark Twain said, the difference between the exact right words and the almost right words is like the difference between lightning bugs and lightning bolts. We need to speak with clarity. I remember the time when I missed my plane because a flight attendant told me that my flight was delayed because of a broken part. It wouldn't leave for 4 hours. So I found a nice quiet place to sit and write. I returned to the desk after 3 hours, and she said the plane had just left. I was appalled. You said it wouldn't leave for 4 hours. Well, she replied, they fixed the plane and it left on schedule. I should have told you that if they fixed the plane, it would leave on time. Instead of directing your employee to write a short report, you should say, write a 300 to 400 word report, double-spaced. Instead of telling your children, come home before dark, say, you need to be home by 8 o'clock sharp. Instead of, get this to me soon, say, I need this by 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Another key to successful communication is to decide the results you want before you begin a conversation, especially conversations that have long-reaching effects on your life. With our million-dollar woman mindset, we know we can consciously choose great results for anything in our lives. So let's choose to have good goals for our conversations. Here are 4 inappropriate goals that will weaken relationships in the long run. To get even with someone, this usually backfires. 2, to unload and dump to relieve emotional pressure. People resist and resent being dumped on. 3, to change one's behavior, someone else's behavior. That doesn't work because people only change when they're ready. And 4, to be right. Is your goal to always be right? This never works because everyone else wants to be right too. Why do we have to always be right, you know? Older people especially are constantly correcting one another, these older little couples on dates. You know, who cares if it was 1971 or 1972? It just doesn't matter. Richard Paul Evans talked about being kind instead of being right. Choose being kind because we don't have to correct one another constantly, nitpicking. 4 good goals for your conversations is to 1, understand the other person. 2, communicate in a way so the other person understands you. 3, to problem solve. And 4, to relay information. As you're speaking, ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish here? Let's talk about saying what you feel in a kind way. How many of you are like me and you've said something quickly when you're upset that you wish you'd never said? Yeah. I now have a 24-hour rule. If I want to say something when I'm emotional, I promise myself that if I still want to say it in 24 hours, I will. Often when the 24 hours passes, though, I realize I didn't really mean what I thought I did at the time. I was just having a reaction. When you do say it later, use an I message and own the feeling. Don't blame. In most cases, expressing your sincere concern about the issue and asking how you can be part of the solution works like magic to help create the result you want from the conversation. The person is usually understanding and looks for a solution with you, and then your relationship is strengthened.